Okay, I think we're ready to start. We couldn't get our recorder going, but it's good to go. It's 8:04. McKinney Housing Finance Committee is called to order. We do have a quorum. Who all do we have online?
Online, we have Toya, Gonzalo, and Chris.
Okay.
From the board.
And we got Samira, Justin, Dave, and Bob here. Okay, I don't know, this is kind of weird, so I don't know who's on there. Do we have public comments? Is there anybody that wants to speak?
When we get to that part, we'll ask and we'll see if there's anybody on there who'd like to speak.
Okay. Well, that was the next item. Call to order and then public comments.
Okay. All right, so this is the public hearing time. So if there's anyone online that has a public comment that would like to speak, please state your name, address, and your comment, please. One at a time. It looks like everyone we have online, we don't have actually citizens online. They're all of our attorneys.
Okay.
And financial advisors.
Okay, so there's no public comments. We'll move on into the regular agenda items. First item up is item 20-0461. Consider, discuss, and act on all matters incident and related to authorizing the issuance of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation Multifamily Housing Governmental Note, McKinney Flats, Series 2020, including the adoption of a resolution pertaining thereto. Does anybody have any questions on that resolution? I had one. Who can answer the question?
Mr. President, if I might just very quickly, this is the project that you all are familiar with seeing. It's come to fruition for a little bit of time. Remember, this is a $32 million financing. It's the typical process that they have with a funding loan agreement and a project loan agreement. This is the project where you all are, the Housing Finance Corporation, going to participate as part of that development. It's the NRP project that's been briefed to the board from time to time before. So this is the culmination of all that activity. This action today would authorize the issuance of the bonds in an amount not to exceed $32 million. It'll then from here, if the board approves it, we'll take those documentation down to the Attorney General's office and look for a closing towards the end of June, around the 25th, I think is our target date. I will report to the board that we had a TEFRA hearing, the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982, what that stands for, Wednesday for both projects, this one and the Kenwood project, which is also on your agenda. No one really, it was a public hearing through this call-in process that meets the federal requirements. No one was present on that other than the developer was there to be present just to acknowledge their supportive of the project. But no other participants were on the phone or in person. And the meeting was conducted here by Crystal in person, but people could dial in at the 800 number. So this is the culmination of all the efforts that have gone forward to this point in time for this project. And I'm certainly happy to answer any more questions. There's a lot of detail with it. It's a new construction project and so on and so forth that I know you're well familiar with, so I won't belabor that process. But if there are questions, I'm happy to try to address them, and I'm sure we've got people on the phone that can do the same thing.
I got one question.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming it's a fixed rate, not a variable, because it said not to exceed 15%. We're not doing a variable interest rate loan.
No, and that's a state law maximum.
Okay.
For projects like these or public debt, they cannot exceed more than 15% net effective interest. So that, whether you're doing a variable or a fixed, you couldn't go above that. Now, in this case, they will rate lock the transaction.
Okay.
And so there'll be a rate that everybody can identify. There'll be an amortization schedule and so on.
I didn't have any other questions. Justin, you got anything? All right. Can we have a motion? Samira?
Up.
Second?
Second.
All right.
And is that Gonzalo?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
We have a motion and a second. Any further questions? All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's approved. Next item up, item 20-0460, consider, discuss, act of all matters incident and related to authorizing the issuance of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation Multifamily Housing Governmental Note, Kenwood Apartments, Series 2020, including the adoption of a resolution pertaining thereto. You want to address this one as well?
Sure, Mr. President. This is a similar project, same structure. You have governmental note that you had before, so you've got the same basic financing documents. You have different parties to this one. So this is, you're not involved in a financial capacity as a part of the developer in this project. This is a Dominion project. It's coming to you for their approval. They're on a schedule that's a little bit relaxed. They come to you for this June board meeting, but they're really looking to close this transaction in July. So this, again, approves the documentation in substantially final form. There no doubt will be a couple of cleanup changes with that in the amount not to exceed $30 million. The same kind of thought process that goes behind the first one goes behind this one. I'm certainly happy to try to answer any questions. I think we've got representatives, I'm sure, on the phone from the development side if you have any questions for them.
This is the one we looked at a while back that's a renovation up Highway 5 right across from the golf course. Mm-hmm. I don't have any questions. Anybody have any questions?
No.
All right. Take a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Dave?
Need a sec. I need a different one because Dave's an
alternate. Dave's an alternate? Yeah. Okay. We need someone other than Dave. Justin?
Second.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Carries. Next item up is item 20-0462. Consider, discuss, act in connection with the co-development formation resolution authorizing the formation or assignment of wholly own some subsidies of the corporation in connection with the McKinney Flats development and approving participation in such entities and financing thereof.
Yeah, this is Ryan Bowen from Chapman and Cutler. I can speak briefly about this particular resolution and those that follow immediately behind it. As I think Bob mentioned, as the board knows, in the McKinney Flats financing, the HFC is participating in various roles in addition to simply being a bond issuer. The first resolution contemplates the role as a co-developer, which will entitle the HFC to share to the tune of 30% in the total development fee for the project, along with partner NRP. The following resolutions contemplate the roles of the HFC as general contractor, which will be an entity that's going to enter into a master subcontract with an NRP entity to construct the project, a ground lessor entity that will own the piece of land and lease it to the partnership that will own the building, and a general partner entity that will serve as a general partner of the partnership that will own the building. As you know, we've discussed with the board on previous occasions, we do all of this through limited liability companies. These resolutions are intended to authorize the formation or with respect to the general partner, which has already been formed by NRP, to take assignment of that entity and participate in the financing in the various capacities to avoid having to do anything other than issue the bonds in the actual name of the HFC.
Okay. Anybody got any questions of him?
Jumping ahead to the one where we're creating a general contractor, is that a sales tax? Is that why we do that?
That's exactly right. So what happens is a limited liability is formed to serve as the general contractor, and that general contractor will enter into a construction contract with the owner of the building immediately thereafter. Simultaneously therewith, that entity will enter into a master subcontract for the entirety of the work with an NRP construction entity that will actually be engaged to do the actual work of it. So it is a mechanism to provide a sales tax exemption, and there are insurance and indemnity provisions and protections in place to limit any liability to that entity.
Most of that same structure. We just never did the general contractor, the general contractor didn't need it. And so the, all the creation of the entities and stuff like that mirrored what we did in our chat.
All right, entertain a motion for this resolution. Motion by Justin. Second by Samaras. Any questions? Any questions from our board members online? All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries. Next item up is item 20-0463. Consider, discuss, act in connection with general partner and general contractor formation resolutions authorizing the formation or assignment of wholly owned subsidies of the corporation in connection with the McKinney Flats development and approving participation of such entities of the financing thereof. Do you have any further comments on this? Are we good?
No, thank you, sir. No, I think I covered all the lay of the land for this particular item number and 0464 in the initial set of comments.
Entertain a motion. Motion by Justin. Second.
Second.
Somebody on Ron, second. Any questions? All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item up is resolution 20-0464. Consider, discuss, act in connection with ground leasor. Formation resolution authorizing the formation or assignment of wholly owned subsidiaries of the corporation in connection with McKinney Flats development and approving participation of such entities in the financing thereof. Entertain a motion for this one. Motion by Justin.
Second.
Gonzalo.
Second by Gonzalo. Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries. Next item up is 20-0465, a McKinney Flats project update. And we have a colored elevation in our packet. Somebody there from NRP want to address this?
Happy to discuss it. It's just the latest elevation after working with the McKinney HSC, the neighborhood, and the city. Everybody had a little bit of a request and in some cases a requirement. And so this is just accumulation of what we're looking at right there. The materials there was a request for multiple masonry materials, multiple exterior hardy planks. So you're looking at shingle, board and batten, limestone, and then like a sandstone. So it's just it's going to create like a unique and varied look, similar to other market rate projects. Shouldn't it be differentiated when you look at it from the street? Looking up at it, should look just like any other nice Class A apartment community in McKinney, and that's what we were aiming for. The last update I'll give that is we worked with the city. Crystal, thank you so much for your help on that, in putting the getting rid of the masonry rescreening requirements for the AC units on the ground. And originally there was going to be these big walls that would have come around and circled the AC HVAC units, and it would have blocked sunlight coming in first floor. It would have just been, it would look weird. And so we went back to just using landscape as a screening requirement, and the city passed that a couple of weeks ago. So we're ready to move forward in every other regard. We have our permits ready, and we can close hopefully at the end of the month, start construction the month thereafter. That's it.
How far along are you on the plans?
Oh, we're done. They're done. So if you guys have other comments or anything regarding like paint colors or even exterior or the type of colors, that's certainly subject to change. But the actual plans and making sure that the that the balconies don't face the neighbors and all that stuff has been restructured, and that's all done and been accepted by the city.
Well, I saw this for the first time the other day, and this looks a whole lot better than the original. So good job. I think it really looks good.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Any questions online? Okay. Another, it says citizen comments again. Citizen comments?
Not for me. We're good.
Anybody got any general comments from the board? We don't need an executive session for anything, do we? Recording is our difficult part. All right, I think that's it. Take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you guys.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Thanks, everybody, for joining online.
Aye.
Thank you.
Have a good one.